Good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF. Kyle High in studio with you. And on the phone, we have with us right now Representative Richard Prell. Mr. Prell, good morning. How are you doing this morning, sir?
I'm doing well. Hey, just call me Rich.
Oh, I'll do that then. Rich, so again, we were talking on the phone before we came on air, and you said you've had a busy couple of weeks, and also you're going to be very, very busy in the next couple of weeks as well.
Right. Started out this week in the Kansas engineers had their annual conference in Topeka, and they asked me to come up and speak to them. I spoke with them a year ago at their conference, and we talked about the transportation task force that was just getting started. And so they wanted to talk about, you know, what happened with the task force and did we get anything done legislatively. And so we talked about that, and, you know, a year ago we did go through the transportation task force and had 8 meetings around the state and got everybody's needs and their wants of what they wanted transportation-wise. It totaled up to about $18 billion, so that's a lofty figure. And so a couple of things that we did legislatively last year, we've discussed it before, but I just went back over it with them, and that's that on electric vehicles, we increased the registration fee because they're not paying the fuel tax because they don't run any that kind of fuel on in their vehicle. And then on hybrid, we increased it. We increased from $35 on each of them. On the electric, it went to $100 a year, and on the hybrids, it went up to $50. So that will raise a little bit of money, which, you know, at this point in time, it's insignificant. It's about $500,000 a year. But by the year 2040, it's projected that 60% of the new vehicles sold and manufactured will be electric or some type of hybrid. So we're kind of getting ahead of the game and trying to set it up where we will end up with additional income. The other thing that we did was increase the fees on some of the super loads and the extra heavy oversized loads that trucks are hauling on Kansas highways, and that will raise some money. The other thing that the other bill that we passed had to do with Kansas Turnpike and KDOT, and the possibility of them working some additional tolled areas. Now, no, we're not going to build another turnpike, but any place that we could, with the local people agreeing and wanting this, because it's all going to be a partnership. Maybe they need some hot lanes, and so there would be a good possibility of building some hot lanes where, during peak hours, if you wanted to run on those and run, get there a little quicker, you'd be able to run on that, and you'd have to pay it. And so that's kind of in a nutshell, the things that we talked about up there. Of course, they wanted to talk about budget and all those kind of things too, which we did. And then day before yesterday, went to the Southern Terminal on the Kansas Turnpike, and they were showing legislators and other folks that could attend how we're going to open road tolling, meaning that you can be running down the highway, the turnpike at 75 mile an hour, which is the speed limit, and when you go through the Southern Terminal or the one at Kansas City, you don't have to slow down. It will read your K-Tag or your Oklahoma Pike Pass or your Texas Pass at that speed. And then if you are having to stop and pay toll, you pull off to the right. And so it's going to make it a lot safer for our travelers and for our workers. And especially when we get heavy traffic times like Thanksgiving and Christmas, we have huge backups in traffic, and I think this will help that. And then yesterday, I was in Topeka to a healthcare stabilization fund oversight committee meeting, and it's one that our healthcare professionals buy insurance in case they have a malpractice suit. And so everybody has to have a certain amount. And then over and above that, they have to participate in the healthcare stabilization, and they each pays into that so that they've got coverage. And, you know, our dollar amounts on the lawsuits are going up, so we're probably going to have, they're going to have to look at raising that fee. Next week, we have Wichita State coming in here. They've been in Montgomery County, but they're coming to Labette County for a business professional meeting. And that's, I believe, on Monday afternoon. And then Tuesday, I'm going to the Heartland Electric Co-op meeting. I wasn't able to attend the one over by Fredonia or the one here in Labette County, as I had a conflict. So I'm going to go to the one at Heartland at Girard. And then following that, KDOT is having they're back out with their local consult meetings. And the one for Southeast Kansas is in Pittsburgh that afternoon. And I know the 69 Coalition will be there. And the 169 Coalition that runs down through a little bit of Labette and part of, and then into Montgomery County, they will be there in full force. And they always do a tremendous job of presenting their wants and their needs. So that's kind of what I've been up to.
Yeah, you've had a very busy schedule. That is very much for sure. Just been all over the place. And you were talking about the Southern Terminus at the Wichita toll gate, because as of right now, or it may have already changed. Right now, it's been the K-Tag that's gone through the right side while paying traffic had to go through the center lanes, correct?
That's correct. And now down at the Southern Terminal, just south of Wellington, you'll be able to run 75 mile well on the northbound traffic. Now they can already run through that. And before Thanksgiving, the southbound traffic will be able to go, and they'll go right down the center. And they're redoing these to where they go, if you have to stop to pay your toll, you go off to the right, and so you're not impeding traffic, the traffic flow.
Yeah, that makes a little bit more sense, because I remember one time when I went to Kansas City. I was at the time living in Oklahoma City, but I was going up to Kansas City for a soccer match, and I remember having to pull off because we had a Pike Pass from Oklahoma, and sure. I remember pulling off to the side. And I was like, "This is different," but we had to like slow way down because obviously it was a small lane. But of course, we just went straight through. But I just remember that being a little bit different than what I was used to seeing. So it sounds like Flipping it is going to be a lot better and a lot safer for all of the workers.
It's going to be a lot safer, and now. With if you still have that Pike Pass, it's good in Kansas. And, of course, the Texas Pass is good in Kansas. And it won't be too long. It probably within the next year will be, if you had a Colorado one, you would be able to use it. And your Kansas one would work in Colorado. And then in the next 3 to 5 years, we will work towards getting all of Southeast United States, we will have agreements, and you'll be able to use your K-Tag there.
That's going to be terrific, because
I would remind people that there is no cost to getting a K-Tag. They give you the K-Tag, then you just have to set it up with your credit card so that you pay for it on a monthly basis.
And again, it's all reciprocal, where the Pike Pass from Oklahoma works here, while the K-Tag also works in Oklahoma. And then, as you said, the toll tag from Texas also works in Oklahoma and also in Kansas as well. So lots Absolutely. Of agreements there. And that's a great thing. So that way you're not having 10,000 stickers on your car for all the tags that you need to get through the turnpikes without having to pay to get off. One more thing I did want to go over with you, Rich. There's been big talk before this legislative session that'll be coming up at the start of the year about Medicaid expansion, and what's going on with that as of right now?
Well, right now, what's going on is the Senate Majority Leader Jim Denning has a proposal to expand Medicaid. It's got some issues in it that I have a real problem with. But we'll try to work through them. One of his things of how to pay for what the state of Kansas would is to put $1 a pack on cigarettes and tobacco products. And we already have people going across the state line to make their purchases because ours is higher than especially Missouri, but it's also a little higher than Oklahoma. But if we put $1 a pack on, it's going to really hurt a lot of our local businesses because people will drive across the line to buy their tobacco products. And so I have a real issue with that. But hopefully we can work through the issues and can expand Medicaid. I feel like it will really assist a number of our hospitals. And as you are well aware, we lost a hospital in Independence, and that's devastating to a community. I'm not saying that if we'd have expanded Medicaid that it would have stayed open, but we've got 30-plus hospitals that are teetering on the brink of closure, and we have to do everything we can to keep medical services in our communities.
It is devastating when a community does lose a hospital because, like you said, as Independence lost theirs a few years back, and it hurts a town a lot when there is no medical facility in that town. So it is a huge thing.
Right.
So again, that was a Medicaid expansion that we're talking about a little bit there. Rich, Mr. Prell, I appreciate you for coming on today and talking about a few of the things you've been doing, the few of the things you will be doing, and some other things that we did talk about. And I appreciate you coming on every few weeks.
Sure. Can I throw one thing?
Yes, you can, sir.
Neil Wallace coming up, and I would encourage everybody to go. It is a fantastic celebration. And it is absolutely astounding the number of people that come and participate in that. And I would encourage anybody and everybody to go take in the festivities.
And there are two more days left in Eowalla. There's today, which today is going to be great because at the Memorial Hall, the Marine Forces Reserve Band will be there. And I have heard they are fantastic.
They are.
Man, and they will also be a part of the Grand Parade on Saturday as well. So if you can't make it out tonight to see them, you can be at the Grand Parade on Saturday, and they'll be in the Grand Parade as well. And as I've heard, they are fantastic. So I look forward to seeing that. I'm probably going to get to the Grand Parade on Saturday, as that it's going to be my first time of being at Eowalla, and I'm definitely excited for it.
Well, you're in for a treat.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Mr. Prell. I appreciate you coming on today and talking about everything that you've been up to.
Talk to you later.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Representative Richard Prell.